Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now!
Production has a new show. This is not Black Urban America. This is not Provocative Thought. This is Shield the Nation. Monthly, we'll have this individual explain to America, Black and Brown America, about some of the legality and the legal issues that we are concerned about in this United States of America. Again, this is Shield the Nation by retired of 22 years police officer. I've been knowing this gentleman since I was 13 years old, and he was 14. And we was youngins, we said that we gonna try to do something for our people. He went his own journey and his own path, and I went in mine. And we come back together 40 years later. 40. That's right, America, 40 years later. And he seen some of the issues that concern Black and Brown people of this nation. He gave a valiant effort and tried to change the system within. Now he got to step outside the system and tell the people what they need to know. I bring to you, ladies and gentlemen of the United States of America, also in Canada, also in London, and also in the motherland. That's right. We have people in all these nations listen to this show or download this show. I bring to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, We Talk Production has a new show, a monthly series that's going to discuss your legal issues. Now, he represents a company that deal with black and brown legal issues. And his name, I bring to you, my long, long time friend and running buddy, retired police officer, Mr. Michael Francis Sr. Y'all, my.
Good evening, Kenny. Hope I'm coming through loud and clear to you and the wonderful
you
audience.
Loud and clear. You
thank
loud
you,
and clear, brother.
Yeah. And that's what a gracious introduction. Kenny and I go back quite a while. Oh, as we say, a few cups of coffee. Yes, we've done a lot of things in the community. I hear him laughing in the background. But we always try to keep people informed what was going on. And as Kenny spoke of just now, I am a retired law enforcement officer, gracious enough to be able to support my community. And I was one of 37 African-American officers on the job when I started. And when I finished, we had 55, and I've done a number of things. I've been a regular beat officer. I've done patrol shifts. I'm certified training instructor. I've done recruiting, community relations, you name it, I've done it. So I've interacted with the community citywide. What we're trying to do now is keep all of our constituents, can I put it that way, all of our sisters, brown, black, sisters and brothers, informed on how to protect their legal rights. As we have a very litigious society, and we don't get the justice that should be given to us, much less the respect. It's very important to understand how the nature of our community reacts anyway. People that are not, that don't look like us, come into our community and think they can roughshod throughout our community. And I'm against stuff of that nature. I think everyone should be treated with a level of respect. And I thank God that my parents brought me up that way. I brought my children up that way. And we're trying to bring up my two granddaughters that way. Everyone deserves a level of respect. And also, we need some economic opportunities in our community that are viable. And I represent a company that's been in business since 1972, actually. And it was started by our founder, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, who was a school teacher in the Midwest. And he was an insurance agent after hours. He actually was on his way to an appointment. And a lady crossed a double yellow line and hit him head on. And thank God he survived. And from that experience, he said, well, I had life insurance. I really was gracious I didn't have to use that. I had auto insurance that took care of the car. I had health insurance that took care of my hospital stay. He said, but then the lady decided, even though she was a recipient from the State Highway Patrol, actually, issued her two summonses, she decided to hire an attorney and go after Mr. Stonecipher. Now, he actually took his savings, his life savings, to defend himself. And thank God he won the case. But because of the litigious society that we're in today, we find ourselves thrust in situations many of this nature. In actually my city, if you have a court filing against yourself and you don't at least show up to be represented, you found guilty. And most of the cities nationwide, I would say, in many countries, same scenario. But we have to remember, we have to be able to protect ourselves, our legal rights, and our family legacy, and we have to keep our great names. We worked hard to keep our names clean. So basically, what I'd like to just talk to you guys about a little bit is, you know, actually what we do. And what we do, we help you protect you and your family, your loved ones, and we offer legal protection to everyone, everywhere, no matter how traumatic or how trivial a situation, your rights should be protected. We want to help you live more and worry less, basically. And a lot of us have been through different situations. I'll name a few that we've probably been through. And I ask people this almost on a daily basis. Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Or have you ever been treated unfairly? And most of the time it's yes, yes, yes. Then I get to the part, I say, well, have you ever received a traffic ticket? And any of us know, and I've been in a situation personally, when a police officer comes to your window, whether you're innocent or guilty, you're so nervous that you're almost stuttering. And thank God I was able to calm so many people down that I interacted with. They had minor infractions, so they really didn't even deserve anything but a warning. But I also remind them it's so very important for them to get home safe to their families. That's the most important thing. And another question I ask people, I said, have you ever known a victim of identity theft, or have you been a victim of identity theft yourself? I say, have you ever been in a situation where you thought the advice of an attorney might be useful? And those are pretty much yes, yes, yes. I told them, well, there's a product. Many, very few people know about it, but I'm introducing it to you today. It's called Legal Shield. And what Legal Shield does, it gives you the ability to talk to an attorney on any matter without having to worry about the high hourly cost. Now, they do this by offering one, it's a flat monthly fee that you can have access to legal advice no matter how traumatic or trivial the issue without worrying about the cost, because we know that the issues that plague our lives are important to us and our family. And you may share that with someone, a friend of yours, and they may think, oh, that's not even worth, you know, having an attorney to look at or talk about. But it's important to us. So under the protection of Legal Shield, you and your family can live your lives worry-free every day and every night. And basically, like I stated, our company was established in 1972. We cover 1.6 million members across the country, the United States and Canada currently. We will be expanding into the United Kingdom January 1st of 2019. And our company was formerly owned by, we were represented actually on the New York Stock Exchange. And back in 2007, we were rated one of the number three stock over a 22-year period. And our stock had rose over 4,000%. And that caught the eye of a New York equity firm. And they said, well, this looks like something very interesting. And one thing I can tell you about equity firms, that I didn't know anything about them actually until I was introduced to this, but they do their homework. So what they decided to do was go out and see exactly the need in the market for what we had. And they saw, you know, what we were doing. They said, wait a minute. This sounds like health insurance. So they said, well, let's take a good look at this. And ladies and gentlemen, they decided to put over $462 million into our company. That's a pretty hefty amount of money, most people would say. But they recouped all of their original investment in less than minus 8%, less than a 36-month period. Now, I didn't read many of the business books and stuff. I was Sports Illustrated man, and maybe Black Enterprise I might have read. But we have been featured in so many magazines nationwide. I'm like, wait a minute, this, I need to take a look at this. And I was actually introduced to this at a Black law enforcement conference in Philadelphia. And it was so interesting because the gentleman that did the presentation, the two gentlemen, I pulled one aside and I said, listen, I know you guys offer the right to call an attorney, but I said, that depends on what municipality or area you're arrested in. He said, wait a minute. He said, that's your legal rights. Those are your Miranda warnings. And Mr. Ernesto Miranda actually was in Texas where his rights got violated, and it became a federal case, and that's why we have the Miranda's warning, which states that you have the right to an attorney. You have a right to your trial. You have a right to keep your mouth shut and be silent. And a lot of the times, that's the best road to take, unless you have our plan. And our plan actually lets you have an attorney on call for any emergency situation, anytime you're being detained or you feel that you're being in a situation that you need your attorney to speak on the phone with you. That's covered in our basic membership. Excellent benefit. It doesn't cost anything extra. And our original founder that I stated, Mr. Stonecipher, is the one who decided to have that put in. And a lot of times people don't understand the full ramifications of making a statement to the police officers. They may think that they're just saying something just to let him know exactly what happened, but you have to be very careful when you say something to a police officer, because you may be saying something that you think is very normal to say, and that will be held against you in a court of law. I give people a simple example. You could be driving down the young child run out. You hit your brakes, you slide and just tap the child. Your officer gets there, you said, the child ran out, and I slammed on my brakes, but I couldn't stop in time. That is an admission of guilt that when you're going faster than the speed limit. That's why you need to have an attorney speak for you. I always tell people, I said, listen, you're too excited, you're too upset in a situation like that. You need to have your attorney speak for you at that point in time, because you're already into a legal matter and you just don't realize it. Yeah, we also give advice and consultation on a number of different areas. We do help with family matters, adoption, maybe an alimony case, child custody, and any domestic violence cases. We help you with driver's license restoration. If your driver's license is suspended, we have services that will help with your suspension and services to help with the driver's license restoration. We also have an area that covers tickets, which is excellent. Actually, you can fax your ticket into your law firm. Our law firms cover all 50 states. We have in excess of 7,000 referral attorneys, all working for your service, your peace of mind. We handle IRS audit protection, and if you need anything dealing with a state law, that's covered. We give you a free will, a living will, and a health care proxy. And the importance of the living will is, God forbid you or your loved ones are in a situation where you can hear, but you can't speak. Your will, your health care proxy, actually, your living will actually have someone that you appoint care those situations. Yeah, we handle a number of things. We handle foreclosures, mortgages, review, modification. The most important thing I think we have is this contract and document review. Actually, we want you to fax in any contract or any document that's put in front of you before you sign it and let our attorneys review it on your behalf for free. That's included in your basic membership. The importance of that is, and I've done this myself, I'm guilty, going and give you one example myself. We went in to apply for, finance our car. I'm looking at the contract as if I know what I'm looking at. I say, oh, it looks good to me. I go ahead and sign the contract. I actually was leasing a car. Didn't know that I should have faxed it in to the, which would have saved me the dealer prep, and the destination fee. That's something that you really don't have to pay. It's something thrown in by the attorney who wrote up the contract for the dealership where you're purchasing the car. And I also didn't understand the fine print. which state that even though I paid all of my payments on time, and when I turn the car in, it's an extra charge of a few thousand dollars for them to get the car ready for someone else, which was kind of, how can I put it? Didn't sit well with myself. What I also want to let people know about is in our community, we don't do enough networking. And we all could help one another a little more. Just being a little kinder is one of the best ways to do that. And I came across something that was sent by the president and CEO of the U.S. Chamber of Congress. And what he was stating is that millions of Americans are seeking viable business opportunities to secure their financial future, to be their own boss, balance the responsibilities of career and family. And what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said, that 20th century traditions under, basically what they were saying is that if you get a job, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with having a job, but what you want to do is have options to have extra income coming into your home. And they suggest that you own your own business. And one of the most important things about that is we have some new tax laws that are currently on the books today. And that's one of the most intriguing things about having your own business. It's another set of tax laws. You'll be receiving a 1099 as opposed to a W-2, which puts you in a whole different tax bracket. And the benefits are just so enormous. I'd have to cover that on another show. But I definitely want people to know that they do have options. They do have the choice to spend more time with their children and family and loved ones. They actually have enough time when they have the money to travel a little. And travel is a great thing. If you have children, it's an excellent thing for them to see different areas. So many children, all they know is going over to their uncle, their aunts, and their cousins, and they actually don't get to travel. You should always be able to go to Disneyland or Disney World, your choice. Make sure your family, or you can just go. In our area, we have what's called Great Adventure. And that's such a wonderful time spent with the children. Or just to go to a beach or little lakefront cabin, things of that nature. Yeah, I want to get back to a little bit about the second portion that we have. We have the number one identity theft in the United States. Just received information this afternoon that it was a company that handled different people's information that they solicit from different companies. And it didn't have their social security numbers or their address, but what it did have was their name, their telephone number, and their different information that was gathered about something as simple as if they had dogs, cats, or whatever. But you have to remember, this stuff can be sold on the black market. And many people don't understand how that works. If a person gets enough of your information, there are different forms of identity theft. There's character and criminal, which we know most about. When someone uses your name and when they're arrested, we know a lot about that. We know about the one that's always glaring, the Social Security and the driver's license. We do have medical identity theft, which actually puts people in a heck of a bind, because if they don't have our membership, and it's found out that their medical records have been breached, there's no blanket coverage in place to actually change their medical records unless they have what we offer. And I'm so grateful for that. But we do unlimited consultation by phone on any matter. And that's such a blessing because it enables you to call in, you know, get a representative that will take down information of what's going on with you and forward it to the proper attorney. The problem is when people actually go to the phone book to try to get an attorney, they have no idea if the attorney specializes in the area of law that they actually need, which is very important. And in the area where I live, we have 48 different attorneys. And we have so many areas of law, we have everyone that works with our firm has multiple years of experience, which is excellent. Yeah, we also help out with the IRS, like I mentioned earlier. We give you consultation, and if you're ever audited, God forbid, we have an attorney that will go to trial with you in our IRS audit services at no extra cost.
Now, you speak of cost. How much does it cost to be a member of your company?
Actually, Kenny, is very affordable. It's less than $25 a month.
What's the initial cost?
Well, it's $25 a month. That will cover any portion of the legal plan, and there's a separate charge for the identity theft. And
okay.
If it was a family, husband, wife, or children, their total would be $49.90 a month. And if it's an individual that's not married, their plan with the regular legal plan and identity theft is only $34.90 a month.
Mike, let me ask you something. If anyone's interested, well, first of all, this is We Talk Production introduces this new program called Shield the Nation. And if anyone that's on the laptop or computer listening, I know a lot of people be on the laptops and computer listening. The number is 909-265-9215. Again, that's 909-265-9215. I know I made a mistake and said 9216 in the marketing, but I sent a complimentary note as 909-265-9215. Now, Mike,
yes, sir.
Do you feel it's important for black and brown or anyone to have, why do you feel it's so important for have these services?
Well, Kenny, to be honest with you, for years, only the rich actually had access to attorneys. And what that meant to us is that we'd go to court and the judge would ask us, did we have an attorney? And we'd tell the judge, no, we're going to represent ourselves. And the look that the judge would give us is like, oh, boy, I think you're going to be in trouble. And
you dummy. You big dummy.
Well, Kenny, we can laugh about it.
The judge probably got a look on her face. Yeah, big dummy. You don't know you're supposed to be represented in a court
of
law.
People understand that, Kenny, but it's not affordable for them.
Right.
You know,
we're
talking about people in our community where
you can't even trust the what you call them? The what are their names? Legal aid.
Oh. I always thought that was free until I found out. No, you get represented and they bill you. So in my area, it's not even free. They tell you that if you can't afford it, they'll have a representative represent you, but you still have to pay. I just found that out. I thought it was free.
Wow.
My friend told me, no. But the problem with that is...
That must be one of Donald Trump's new policies.
No, that's been in existence, my brother, for quite a while.
Really?
I just found out a bit. But yeah, you have to remember, even if you used the public defender or the public advocate, whatever it's called in the individual's area, they work for the state.
Right.
The prosecution works for the state.
Right.
And the judge works for the state. With that combination,
you messed up all the way around.
You're going upstate.
You're going to jail. You're going to do some time. But you're going to do some probation. You're going to do some community services. And you know what, Mike? I think about in my 20s, I got in some trouble and everything. At first, I had a private lawyer. Everything's cool, you know. Where I could go to court, whatever, the attorney, because you're paying that dough, that money. But I got laid off. I had to use a public defender because the case was ongoing.
Mm-mm.
It's like, whoa, like, it's all about serving time and all that. I said, I got to go back to the private lawyer, man. I just sacrificed and got out of it, too.
And it's very important that you inform people of stuff like that, because what we don't use is we don't use attorneys because we feel that they're out of our price range. What I love about Legal Shield, for such a low price, if you only use the attorney for one situation, that will help solve the situation for you and your family. It's well worth the cost of it, you know. And we have to understand that the advice we get is critical. See, what I love about our program is you can call in and you don't actually have to have an attorney go to court with you if you have the attorney advise you what to say to the judge. That's very important. See, that's an aspect that, you know, our attorneys nationwide are paid in advance, so they're not trying to weasel you out of money. And we have the only system where everything, a lot of things are covered, but anything that's not covered, you get a preferred member's discount for having your monthly membership. And also, you know, we're able to help people in certain areas where we'll be able to let them know, that the attorneys will let them know exactly, like the situation you had where you may not even have had to go in front of the court if they used the pretrial intervention. And a lot of our counterparts, they don't even go in front of the judge. They set up a PTI and they go in there and they haggle it out, and they don't even have to go to court. That's why the majority of us, once we get there, I'll give you an example. One of my friends had to go to court over child support.
Which is very big in the black community.
Oh, yeah. His ex-wife had an attorney. He didn't. And when the judge started to hear the case, and the attorney is speaking on his ex-wife's behalf, which was a smart move, he just couldn't afford it at the time, he said to me, he said, "Mike, that judge treated me like I was chopped liver."
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you don't have, you have to have proper representation. Let's not play around with this thing, because our freedom is at stake.
Do your company cover housing issues?
We cover anything.
Well, let me tell you something, Mike. Our people are really getting screwed over across this country when it comes to housing, with their gentrification. And I was a victim of gentrification. And like, we go to court, housing court, it's just like, whoa, the lawyers like make you feel like you did something wrong, and they're taking your house, apartment, your condo. And they seem like the landlord is right and you're the guilty party.
Well, the landlord has the attorney, which he knows what terms to use and stuff like that. And we don't need to know the terms. We just need to know that our attorney knows the terms.
Right.
And I give an example. Say you decided to call for the free advice in a matter like that. And the attorney would tell you what to say to the judge. And they'd also let you know that if you felt that, you know, it wasn't going your way, that you had the right to ask for a continuance, where you can contact the law firm and have the attorney come in at the, if it was a covered issue, for free, as like traffic tickets and stuff like that, we cover certain traffic tickets, speeding. Imagine this, Kenny. you get a speeding ticket. You take a picture of it on your cell phone, send it to the attorneys. The attorney goes to court to represent you while you're at work. And that's included in our membership.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, we don't fix tickets, but what we do is we make sure that you get the best deal possible. And our goal is to get no points on your license and to bring down the court costs. Because, you know, it's tickets are all about the municipality making money. So a lot of people don't realize, oh, either way you're going to pay. But it's better to have an attorney represent you for legal shield, which will get you down to the bare minimum. And no points on your license, because as a retired police officer, I understand. I remember those doing on accident reports and looking at that box, number 37, and they asked, in my opinion, who was at fault? How could I have an opinion of something I didn't see?
Hey, yo, Mike, check this out. Let me ask you a question since we on this. I'm going to tell you a story, okay, since we have a little bit of time. You remember the first black commissioner in New York City? Commissioner what was his name? It was so long ago. It was in the late 80s. He had just came from a function, him and his wife, right? Black tie function. He had tux on. His wife had the evening gown on. And two young police officers pull him over. What was his name? Commissioner Benjamin. He was David Dickens' boy. Green. Commissioner Green.
Okay.
You remember Commissioner Ben Green?
I remember that name.
David Dickens, first black mayor of New York City. He's the one who came out with that task force to combat the drugs in all the neighborhoods. Yeah, Benjamin Green, late 80s, with David Dickens, the only black mayor of New York City. He was going home from the black tie dinner, dressed in a tux, remind you, dressed in a tux, driving a nice, matter of fact, you remember what WBLS used to come on Sunday mornings from 8 to 9, talk about different issues in the community on Sunday morning? Okay. They had him on. They had him on the day after, the morning after the incident. Two officers pulled him over. These two officers called him the N-word. Call his wife the B word. And just dog, he didn't do anything. He didn't flash his badge. He didn't say, hey, he took the summons. And well, and the next morning, he came into their roll call. And boy, they turned red in the face. Now,
lucky they didn't have a heart attack.
Yeah. They were put on suspension for 6 months. 6 months only. They should have been fired. But anyway, suppose Benjamin Green, ex-commissioner, first black commissioner of New York City, police commissioner of New York City, in fact, first black mayor, first black police commissioner. If he was a regular Joe, like me, that work every day, bust his chops, right? Get pulled over. I'm trying probably go to football practice. I'm trying to go to a meeting. Or I'm trying to go to a steering committee. And I'm late. You know, I'm not even speeding. I get pulled over because I have a nice automobile. And the officer disrespect me.
Well, see, Kenny, that's
now, I don't have any power like the Commissioner Green does.
But you do have power. When you finish the story, I'll tell you what power you have.
What's that?
You have the power to get legal shield and have the attorney speak to the officer on your behalf in any situation like that. because you cannot argue with the police. But your attorney can come on there and make sure your rights aren't violated. I'll give you a quick story.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine called me, and he was all excited. So he's trying to explain to me, tell me the story, what happened to his buddy. He said, oh, mine. He said, my buddy got that legal shield. I said, well, calm down. Tell me what happened. He said, it was a young white cop. He stopped him. He was on the phone with his attorney. The young cop walks up to the car and tell him, put that phone down or I'll knock it the blank blank out your hand.
They could do that?
And not really, but listen to the story. So now the attorney hears the interaction between the officer and his client. So he tells his client, he said, give the phone to that officer. I need to speak to that officer. So this is the scenario. He gives the phone to the officer. Yes, sir. This is officer such and such. Yes, sir. I understand, sir. He gives the phone back to the young African-American guy, and guess what he said?
What?
Have a nice day, sir. Now, he went from, as I'll put it nicely, as my mother, my grandma.
I wish I had a thing for side effects and whatnot, give a hand clap, because that doesn't happen every day.
Well, that happens with every customer that has legal shield. We have the attorney to speak for us. That's your legal right. That'd be represented
now,
by an attorney.
Now, if anyone, Mike, we got people downloading the show. We got people.
Hold on real quick, Kenny. Let me just finish this point.
Do you have a phone number? You got information or website?
Yes. For the website, they can actually go onto my website. That's michaelfrancissr.wearelegalshield.com. Then actually to give them a breakdown, I'll actually have my picture on to give them a breakdown of everything that we do. They can scroll down and they can actually watch a video that will explain a lot of the things we do. And it's different stuff that they can review. Now, the end of that story was, Kenny, when the young police officer gave the phone back to the guy after he said, have a nice day, sir. He asked the attorney, he said, well, what the heck did you say to that guy? This is what the attorney responded with. He said, I told that young officer, it sounded to me like you were getting ready to attack my client. And too many times we are spoken to in that manner as if the officers are getting ready to attack us. And God knows we've seen it happen and seen the video of it happening way too much. And that's one of the real reasons people should really consider having an attorney on call for such a nominal fee. Can I refer you back to a case real quick? Remember when Puff Daddy and who's that? I think it was Jennifer Lopez when they were together.
Jennifer Lopez, right.
Remember that?
Remember
that car stop?
Yeah.
When they said it was a gun in the car.
Right.
That was illegal search and seizure. If Puff Daddy had our membership, like Snoop Dogg does, he has our membership. They would have had to speak to his attorney, and all he had to do was tell him, no, you can't search this vehicle.
And what would happen after that? Well, okay. All right. Let's look at this scenario. You're driving, right? You're driving on the New Jersey Turnpike. You're driving down I-95. You're driving in 285, Georgia. You're driving in Arizona. You're driving up the coast in Cali. You know, you're going across Minnesota. You're driving, you and your girl and everything. You got the kids in the back seat. The whoop be gone. The whoop gone and everything. And they say, oh, Mr. Francis or Mr. Jones, license and registration. You give them your license and registration. Oh, we'd like to search your car. That's when you should get on the phone. Or you should get on the phone with the law firm.
Kenny, I tell all my clients, put the law firm, because we have a local law firm in every state. Have that number programmed into your phone. Anytime them lights are activated, you call that number.
Okay.
Because you want the officers to be able to talk to your attorney immediately. So as they come up screaming and hollering, you do whatever they tell you.
Hold on, Mike. You mean to tell me that if an officer asks you to search his car, let's take the one in Minnesota with, again, same thing. It was a young black man and his wife, and I think the kid was 3 years old. And he said, "Officer, I'm about to, I do have a legal gun, and I want to show you my papers." And when he went to reach for his wife, they shot him in front of the kid and the wife. So you mean to tell me when the officer said, "Let me search your car," whatever, the guy could have just said no? Or got on the phone?
That's a warrantless search.
Huh?
I'll give you the perfect example. That's a warrantless search. You don't have to consent to a search. Actually, what happened, we had a young man that was driving. I can't remember the state. It's one of the northern states up here. Mm-hmm. And they pull him over. He calls the attorney. Now, the great thing about our attorneys that we have is usually the partner in the law firm that has the phone at night. Kenny, no matter what time it is, they have to answer in three rings. That's just part of our program.
But you might be dead by two rings. You might be dead by two rings.
No, Kenny, as soon as you see the flashing lights, you put it on speed dial.
Oh, okay.
Speed dial. Yeah, you ain't fumbling with no phone. You want to program in there on speed dial. And what happened was the young man, the attorney says, "Well, have you been drinking?" He said, "No." He said, "Any drugs in the car?" He said, "No." He said, "Well, tell the officer you're not going to consent to a warrantless search. You got your attorney on the phone." So, you know, the officer challenged that. He said, "Well, let me speak to the attorney." So then the attorney gets on the phone. He's with him. He says, excuse me, officer." He said, "My client's not going to consent to the warrantless search." So, you know, they're conversing back and forth. So the attorney asked him, the officer said to him, he said, "Well, it's my right to search the vehicle. Don't you know that?" And he said to him, he said, "Listen, officer," he said, "when I went to court, they taught me about important things like contract and murder. I want to know, when I show up in court, how are you going to answer to this warrantless search? You're violating my client's rights, and I will be the attorney showing up in court." So to make a long story short, he didn't give the guy a ticket. He said, "Well, just be more careful. All right, good night."
And wow.
That's the outcome we want.
You know what? I read in the new Jim Crow. I know we're running out of time now. I read the new Jim Crow that black folks are the number one culture that are stopped on the highways and the byways of America. And we only make up, 12% of the drivers. But we make up 85% of the stops. And she said in the new Jim Crow, it's like, I don't care if you're speeding or you're driving at the speed limit. It is a built-in thing in policy. I don't care if you're driving a Beamer or a Bentley or a Humvee, that there are state police and police that say, "Hey, pull them over anyway. You make it lucky."
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, I was watching, it came on the news about 3 months ago down here in the state. A white girl got pulled over, and she would take her hands off the wheel. She was scared to death. She was scared to death. She would not take her hands off the wheel. You know what the officer said? "Oh, we don't shoot you. We shoot the N-word. We shoot niggas."
Yeah. He got fired, too.
Oh, you heard about that?
Kenny, I'm on a couple of pages on Facebook, three different pages with law enforcement officers. I hear the racism all the time. I read it all the time. I said, these people are out in the community?
Yeah.
It's scary, Kenny. I know we winded down real quick, Kenny. I just wanted to make one more quick point that I missed a little earlier. Anyone who actually decides to have our membership, we're looking for marketing associates also. But the most important thing that we have a program called Members Perks. And what that is a program that helps you get things at a discount, automobiles, apparel, books, music, cell phones, electronics, a number of different things, home services, insurance protection services, office equipment, business equipment, sporting goods, travel, tickets and entertainment. And that in itself, we have so many different Office Max. The one I love the most is the Men's Warehouse. You get 50% off at Men's Warehouse because you have a legal card carrying Legal Shield member.
And that membership is $25.
My website.
And that membership is $25 a month, right?
There's $24. Actually, if you want just a separate plan, it's only $24.90 for the legal plan. And if you add the identity theft, it's $34 for an individual and $49.90 for a family. That covers up to husband and wife and up to 8 children.
Hey, Mike, I don't have 8 children. You might have 10, but I don't have 8 children. You got a big clamp, brother. I only got one.
No, they have 2. No, I just let people know how many people it covers, Kenny. It's excellent. And we, as opposed to other companies, we do a full restoration, and it don't cost you another penny. We monitor several accounts, Facebook, your different bank accounts, passport, all that stuff. We want to make sure that your information is not being sold on the black web. And we give you data breaches as soon as they happen. That's how I knew that there was a big data breach today.
Okay, Mike. Hey, Mike, man, this is going to be some good stuff every month, man. And we're going to get all this information out there to folks across the country. And you'll be surprised if your website will be getting a whole lot of hits and everything. And I appreciate,
I need help.
I appreciate you coming on board, man. And
Before we go, I just wanted to say we have a big thing coming up next month for our Latino brothers and sisters. So nothing starts to happen with them, too. And I'll expound more on that.
That's a shame.
Oh, my God.
It's a huge.
We're getting ready to put them in check.
Now you're into my area. It is a crime against humanity. But you see, black families have been separated for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now other cultures know what we have been going through for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
If we don't come to their defense, they're going to start it back over again with us.
That's right. They're already doing it. Look at the foster care system, Mike. That's another show.
We're trying to heal the nation the best we can.
And what you're going to do every month, the categories, because there are so many categories in the United States of America that affects our culture.
Yes.
In fact, we don't start doing something now, I bet you, I guarantee, mark my word, I might not live and see another, by 2025, our culture will not exist. Like the Native American. I don't care how strong our DNA are, because they got so much entities to destroy a culture. Look what they're doing in the Middle East. Look what they're doing in other parts of the world, in Africa. All people of color. That's all I got to say. People of color. You don't see do that in Switzerland or Sweden or London.
No. We got to keep this going, Kenny, because there's so much we can talk about. But if anyone has any questions, come to the website. They can contact me there.
And check this out, Mike. We're going to talk, but one thing I'm going to say, you got to start what you're going to discuss in July, what you're going to discuss in August. There are so many areas, man.
Yeah.
And it's a shame.
Actually, I'm going to try in July to expound more on what we're going to be doing to help out everyone and the Latino community. Because
Of course.
They're being taken advantage of, just like us.
Different Latino organizations, too.
Yes. And we got to help them, because if we don't get this thing right now, it's coming back to bite us again.
Go Mexico in the World Cup. Our brown brothers.
As they say, Mexico.
Go Mexico. All right, Mike. Hey, man. I'm going to see you next month. I don't know what you're going to talk about next month, but we're going to talk about something deep. And we had two callers. We have hundreds of listeners. But we got two callers. We got into these stories and everything. But that's okay. They'll be back next month. All right, Mike?
Okay. All right, my brother.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Brothers and sisters, listen to me, man. This is important. Matter of fact, I'm going to become a member. I'm going to pay my membership next month. I have to. You know, it's a shame that as black folks, black and brown people of color, look what Donald Trump is doing, putting a travel ban on the Muslims. Nobody put the travel ban on the Irish and the Italians, and they came over here and they started a mafia over here. I'm sorry, that was stereotype. But we have some serious issues when the criminal justice, like I said, hundreds all years since I started this, the criminal justice system is anti-black male, and every black man in this country should become a part of this. I'm gonna sign up next month. You know, and I'm gonna market this. I'm gonna sit down with Mike later on, and we're gonna come up with a plan how we're gonna market this and everything. Be a marketing partnership so we can do this. Folks, when you download this show, the people listen, this is important. We are a minister to society. When Charles Dutton told these young boys, they sent you for the prey, and we are the prey. We are the prey. I don't care if you got a PhD, I don't care you're a commissioner, a corporate, look what they did to LeBron. I don't care if you're LeBron. I don't care if you're LeBron James. You're a black man in America, and all you are is a nigga.
Hold it now!